Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
September 20. 2 Samuel 16. 2 Corinthians 9. Ezekiel 23. Psalm 70 and 71. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 is the second of two consecutive chapters that Paul devotes to the subject of giving. He resumes with a lovely delicacy, verses 1 through 5. On the one hand, he assures the Corinthians that they don't really need reminders. On the other, he gently reminds them so that neither he nor they will be embarrassed. After all, just as he used the Macedonians' example of giving even in the midst of severe trial as an example to the Corinthians, verses 1 through 3, so he has been using the Corinthians' generosity and enthusiasm as an example to the Macedonians. He doesn't want them to be caught short. A principle that every farmer knows has a bearing on this matter of giving. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Verse 6. Some argue that this promises a tit-for-tat reciprocity between financial giving and material prosperity. You give $300 to my ministry, and God will give you at least $500, or $1,000, or whatever. Of course, the preachers who say this sort of thing either do not believe it or do not believe it applies to them, for otherwise they would be rapidly giving away all of their money. But the focus in Paul's presentation turns on two other points. 1. The amount we give is measured less in absolute terms of currency than in the cheerfulness and heart generosity with which we give. Verse 7. 2. The return is more comprehensive than mere material prosperity, and far more beneficial. God is able to make us abound in every good work. Verse 8. And he will supply and increase our store of seed, continuing the agricultural metaphor, and will enlarge the harvest of our righteousness. Verse 10. God will make us rich in every way, so that we can be all the more generous on every occasion. Verse 11. One should reflect on the fact that the you to whom such promises are given are the people of God collectively. It does not necessarily follow that each individual in the church is thereby promised to become rich in every way, and not, say, die early of cancer. Paul's focus finally is not on the givers at all. Paul sees in the gifts not only a service that supplies the needs of God's people, but one that overflows in many expressions of thanks to God. Verse 12. As believers praise him for the obedience of the Corinthians and intercede for them, because they recognize in them the surpassing grace of God. Verses 13 and 14. For in the final analysis, we are all debtors to God's indescribable gift. Verse 15.